RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
All right, listen up, everybody out there in Her Radio Land. If you think you're going to look the best by slapping on pounds of makeup, just bag it. Don't even go there. Get that makeup off. Look at yourself in the mirror. Do you see a glowing complexion? If you do not, we have 10 foods that will help you look younger and start glowing. Are you ready? Grab your pen and paper. We're ready to rock.
Oh, hold on a second. I have to take my makeup off. I just put it on.
Oh, no. She slapped it on. See, you can't see her out there, so we're not saying a word.
The spackle.
I'm sitting here just, honey, I'm just like totally au naturel here.
You are.
All right, so let's start in. Actually, come on. Nutrition counts. If you want to look good, put the refined and processed foods down. Get rid of them. Pitch them, honey. Kick them to the curb. Instead, let's go with natural foods. They're going to help you look younger. Let's start right on in. Coffee? What? You mean having some Java every morning doesn't just jumpstart your day? But what it actually has are bioactive compounds that may help protect your skin from melanoma. Just excuse me while I grab yet another cup here. Oh my gosh, there are recent reports in the Journal of National Cancer Institute that says indeed people who drink their Java actually have a decreased rate of melanoma. So drinking 4 cups daily had a 20% lower risk of developing malignant melanoma over a 10-year period. Love it. Love it. Do I see coffee in your hand, Michelle?
I always
have
coffee.
Is that what I see?
Yes.
You always have coffee. Well, in addition to coffee, I'm going to do the next one too. And then Michelle, it's your turn. Watermelon. Yay. Summertime fave. It's loaded with what? It's called lycopene. It's an antioxidant that gives watermelon tomatoes their gorgeous red color, and it helps skin stave off UV damage. We love it. So people who have melon realize that they're taking in a fruit that has as much 40% more of this phytochemical than raw tomato. So honey, watermelon it up. Coffee and watermelon. What else?
Well, and watermelon too is a great diuretic, Pam. I love it.
Excuse me while I pee. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Okay, so pomegranate. And you're going to have to tell us why pomegranate is great, because I can't tell you, but I know it is.
Uh-huh. So we have a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that found that higher vitamin C intake, which you find in pomegranates, lessen the likelihood of dryness and wrinkles. Middle-aged women.
Ah, love it.
Sign
love
me
it.
Up. I'm just coughing with happiness here. Good grief.
How about blueberries?
All right, blueberries, antioxidants. You knew this. Vitamin C and E. We love it. Lobster, you do that one.
Lobster, what can I say about lobster? It's got to be really good for you. It's just got to be full of all the right things.
Zinc
is one for sure.
Anti-inflammatory properties. Oh my gosh. It even treats a range of skin annoyances. Who knew that about lobster? I'm ordering that once I can find the money to do it with. Oh my gosh.
And kale.
Then kale.
Oh, that's your favorite.
No, it's your favorite, Michelle. You love that. Don't you put that in your smoothie in the morning?
Yes, I do. And I love that kale because it is so full of so many great properties. And
well,
it's so
first
good
of
for
all,
you.
B vitamins, man. It's a green leafy. We love it. And it's got vitamin K. It promotes healthy blood clotting so the blood vessels around the eyes don't leak and cause, walking dead-like shadows.
Oh,
that's
I've seen that.
That's why you put all that makeup on.
I've seen that. And I have that.
Oh, I love that. It's called Walking Dead-like Shadows. Oh, my gosh.
Lovely, lovely.
And then, oh, my God. And then the kale has loads of iron. Now, if you don't have enough iron in your diet and cause your skin to look pale, making it easier to spot, blood vessels under the skin. So to max out benefits, make sure you get your kale on board. Eat this veggie any way you can find it. Yay.
Okay, right. So eggs are next, so why eggs, right? Source of protein for sure, but what else?
Oh my gosh, it's such a great source of protein. Your fingernails, toenails too, are made of protein, and also your hair. So if you're deficient in protein, it can turn all of this stuff soft, and it just falls apart, and it's, ugh. So let's not go to that place. It's okay. Also a great source of the B vitamin biotin. And biotin is great. It's a building block of protein. Let's go to walnuts.
I love biotin because I actually take it every day, and it's made a huge difference. I did not realize that eggs had biotin in it. So walnuts, what do nuts do for you?
Well, you know what I love about walnuts? Here's something to always remember. Remember how I've always said to you, Michelle, that the reason why a walnut looks like a brain is because it's brain food.
That's
remind you. It looks,
that's right.
Looks like
I forgot. I forgot that. I need to eat some walnuts, apparently.
Oh, my God. So it's got omega-3 fatty acids in it. And these are, you know, found in the natural oils that keep your hair hydrated. And it also has vitamin E, which helps repair damaged follicles and are the two secrets behind strong, lustrous strands of hair. Ooh-wee, we like that.
Ooh.
And
okay,
all
so
you need, well, seriously, all you need is a fourth cup a day. You don't need to be swimming in almonds because, honey, they got enough fat there to, you know, you don't want to do that. So just be
you
careful.
You mean walnuts?
Yeah,
that
walnuts
too?
Are packed. Well, they got fat, but it's healthy fat. Just make sure you don't overdo it. They also have copper, which will help keep your natural hair color rich, and it's really important. And here's another one. You're going to love this one. Studies show that being deficient in copper, you know, in this one particular mineral, may be a factor in going prematurely gray.
Gray?
Rot row. Yep.
Uh-oh. Rot row's right.
Root check. Oh. Root check.
Yeah. Oh, never. No, we're not doing that. Not interested in the root check right now. I had to take the makeup off. Now I have to check the roots. Okay, let's talk about avocados. My favorite thing in the whole
wide
world.
You and I eat this together all the time.
Okay, so what's great about it?
Because it's a rich fruit, and it's high in oleic acid and omega-9 fatty acid that helps keep skin retain moisture in the outer layer to keep it soft, plump, and supple. Bring on the avocados, and cantaloupe is the final one. This is a sweet melon. We love it because it's got beta-carotene or vitamin A, which is what it's called, which is believed to regulate the growth of skin cells on your scalp. And it just keeps pores from getting clogged and causing flakes. Yuck, who needs any of that?
So okay, so let me run through it. You want me to run through them for you?
Girlfriend.
Okay.
Rock
coffee,
and roll.
Watermelon, pomegranate, blueberries, lobster, kale, eggs, walnuts, avocado, and cantaloupe. All 10 foods that will make you look younger.
Ooh,
how's that?
We like that. All right, now take that makeup off, everyone, and look honestly into that mirror and ask yourself, am I naturally beautiful enough? Because I'm taking good care of myself and I ate these 10 foods and I get my exercise and enough sleep to be able to walk around a little bit more au naturel when it comes to that makeup thing. You better be saying yes.
And your hair.
Work on
nails. And your nails and your hair.
Bring
everything.
It all together, girlfriends. Everyone. All right. Now we've gone through the 10 foods that make you look younger. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
And you are listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.